Five, four, three, two, one.
All
right.
Yep.
Yeah, man. He said, in case one of my fans calls. Look at you.
No, I didn't. I never said that. You don't have that on tape.
I actually do. That's exactly what I have on tape.
I said I have to silence my phone out of respect for the recording process in the event that one of my fans phones.
All right, man. I don't know how that's any different than what.
No, it's not.
All right, cool. I was about to say, wait. I don't know if you were trying to prove something or what happened right now.
That's how I've survived this long. Just keep you guessing.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Guessing. Is this dude trying to prove something?
Wait, what just happened right now? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm back on point, man. Work is crazy the last couple weeks, but month or so, but I think I got a good handle on it. So
yeah, man. You were super on point today.
Yeah, finally, man. Finally. Back in the gym. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you okay? You didn't have a health scare or anything like that, did you?
I did not. I have these moments. Wow, this is a sharing moment. All right. So I have these times.
This is a safe space trek.
It is completely unsafe. No. Yeah, man. Sometimes I look in the mirror and be like, you disgusting creature. And then I go running the next day and I hit the gym for like 3 or 4 months. And then I'll fall right back into my old habits.
Well, you know, it's a balance. It's a balance.
So, yeah. That's the balance. You know what I mean? Usually, you know, mm-hmm. man, I could actually hang until Thanksgiving. Because I'll be eating pretty well. And then once Thanksgiving hits and then Christmas comes to follow, it's like I'm all out of whack and I just fall off.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I just stopped caring a long time ago.
That sounds easier.
It is, until everything ends.
Well, fair enough. What up, y'all? You were live on Rap Sucks Radio, in case you thought you were on some like health channel or whatever. Thank y'all for listening. Be sure to rate, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. You can find us on rapsucksradio.com, but you probably already know that. So,
hopefully.
Yeah. Kev.
Uh-oh.
Opening question.
Yep.
On a scale of no Vaseline to ether, how bad did every Democratic candidate sun Bloomberg?
So I'm going to take issue with the framing of your question.
Okay.
I think the better way to ask that question, and this will show the audience that we don't prepare this. This is the one piece that we certainly don't prepare.
No, we don't at all.
I would say that on a scale, if I were judging that on a scale of Nick Cannon versus Eminem, Nick Cannon going at Eminem to ether, I would rate everyone besides Bloomberg, their performance at a no Vaseline.
So wait, now I have to ask the question. Which one is the better diss song to you? Ether or no Vaseline?
No Vaseline by far. Okay.
By far. Okay,
to me, I don't know.
Actually, I said it backwards then. Okay, so you're right. I should have started way lower than ether to begin with. But I should have said ether first, because No Vaseline is definitely the greater of the song. That is true.
Yeah, it's mathematics.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So you're rating everybody at a No Vaseline, like everybody sunned him.
Pretty much. I think. I don't know. I think so. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Who cares?
I care because Warren went in. She was proud of Lil Mom for a minute.
She did a good job. She did great.
She stood up. She still didn't say anything, but she did say something when it was up to Bloomberg, though. So
I feel like I'm watching. You know, it's like you're watching Pop Warner. It's like none of you know, most of you are not going to the league. So let's stop getting overly excited. Let's stop yelling at the refs. You know what I mean? Let's not stomp around and throw chairs on the sideline. It's like, come on. We know why we're here.
I hate that you're watching Pop Warner thinking that, though. Like, I sort of just wish you were watching college football. But the fact that Pop Warner... It's the barometer. Come on, little Timmy. You're never going to the league. Sit down.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the parents. I'm talking about the voters.
Oh, the voters.
Right. That's what we're asking. Yeah, that's what we're acting like. You know what I mean? Like when you're in college, it's like, hey, you know, if you want to flex a little bit and wear the family T-shirts and all that, it's like, all right, I get it. You know.
Oh man, I have a off air story about coaching volleyball that falls into this. I'm gonna go ahead and not put that one on air. Yo, we're gonna see y'all on the other side, man. Make sure you crack a can of Old Head Energy because you are now rocking with Rap Sucks Radio. It is officially rap time. Let's go. Rap Sucks Radio. Good people, you are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Old Head Energy, now available in 40 ounce.
Whoa. Nah, man. Old heads ain't drinking 40 ounces of nothing. Not water, not nothing. Check us out, man. Make sure you check us out on any platform. So if you logged in on one and it acts silly on you next week, then go ahead and log in on another. You know what I'm saying? But if all else fails, catch us on rapsucksradio.com. And yeah, we finna get down.
Yep.
All right, Kev, you ready for who's doing too much?
Yeah. I think so.
You sure?
Yep.
All right. All of y'all listening to this podcast. The whole internet is what I wrote, is doing too much. I titled this, Y'all Dumb. Go ahead.
Yeah. In fairness to our audience, I feel like our audience might actually constitute some of the more reasonable minds in this conversation.
I'm going to say off top, I know if Life Rex Saul is listening, he didn't fall for this. I know if Left Brain is listening, he didn't fall for this. And I have a strange feeling Fizz and Omega didn't really fall for this. Matter of fact, you might be right. There might be. I'm naming off names of people that I know listen because they the homies or whatever. But I would have to say that most Spit Kicker people as well probably waited for all the information to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
But anyway, after receiving financial support from a wide range of celebrities, a bullied boy with dwarfism was accused of lying about his age. All right. So let's get this cracking. I'd like to note real quick, Kev. I saw this story going on and I didn't pay any attention to it.
That's like, the thing. Yeah. Neither did I.
Yeah, I wasn't even really tripping. I was like, oh, that's messed up. Then I heard celebrities kind of got involved and I said, oh, that's kind of the cool thing that happens these days. I think, you know, I don't have any qualms with that.
Of course not.
And then there was a GoFundMe, and I was like, all right, well, okay, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to donate. I don't normally donate to those type of things. I will donate to, like, a GoFundMe or something if somebody on my timeline is, like, you know, not feeling well or has a grandparent or a parent or a family member in the hospital. I'll donate to those. But people that I don't really know very well or don't have a connection to, I don't really donate to those. So I'm saying all that to say, I kind of just let this one float by me, right?
Right.
Then I started to see that the kid was 18 and that this was a scam. So I'm like, wow, that's pretty crazy. But I was like, man, I ain't trying to, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't even pay attention to it. And then we catch up to today where I'm going to jump in from. All right. So my source here, I can hear an echo, by the way, from your end. Just so you know.
Okay. Let me. Is that any better?
It's really loud. Yeah, I can fight through it. All right. So anyway, coming from Snopes, a lot of you guys know at this point, Quaden Bales. He's the young man that his mother posted a video of him reacting to being bullied. Basically saying like this is showing that this is the result of bullying and et cetera. We've seen this multiple times. He's not the first child. She's not the first parent to ever do this. Just a note by her that I was reading online that she's in several groups of this nature. So she's not really a fraud with regard to this. She actually speaks to and out for other people. But what has happened was he was bullied at school for being called ugly. Comedian Brad Williams set up a GoFundMe for Quaden that quickly rose up to over $300,000. But some people on the internet were suspicious of the feel-good story, and they said that Quaden was actually 18 years old and that he was scamming the internet for money. Proponents of the claim, however, offered little terms of proof. Keep that in mind. There wasn't really a lot of proof. There was pictures of him with guns. It was crazy, but there wasn't really a lot of proof. In fact, the biggest piece of supporting evidence is a photograph of the 9-year-old boy standing next to the number 18. Other photographs supposedly showing the 9-year-old boy in more adult poses were also spread online, right? So to summarize this, the fact that he was 9 was allegedly debunked. But then following using some common sense knowledge and some backup, basically that the kid was on a story from 2015 where he was 5 years old at the time. Looking at his mother's Instagram, she has pictures of him as a baby in 2011. She has a 7-year-old birthday party from 2017 or what have you. So clearly you could have just looked and figured this out. So now we find out that the kid actually is 9 years old, and all of the backlash that this kid has received and his mother has received was actually false. And to add more fuel to the fire, in many of these groups that his mother was involved in, she was constantly showing these fake accounts that were coming up with her son's picture after this whole incident happened. So these are people trying to get money, people trying to debunk the situation, people just straight up tripping, straight up doing too much.
Yeah.
So I've read a lot. I've talked a lot. I'm going to go ahead and hand this off to you because once I get going, it's about to be rugged. So,
well, Kevin, I was prepared. That's why I hesitated when you asked me if I was ready, because I was ready to let you pretty much take the ball and run with it. But this is one question that I have. Do you happen to know when he posted that picture of him standing next to the number 18? Was it anywhere close to his actual birthday?
You know what? I do not know. That's a very good question.
Because that seems like, at the very least, something that somebody who wanted to run their mouth for no apparent good reason would check.
That is true. That is something that you could check, yes.
Yeah, but nevertheless, like, okay, first of all, this is yet another reason why my little girl is not going to have an Instagram account until she's like 35, 36 years old.
It might happen a little sooner than that, Kev.
It might, but it's definitely not going to be 9 years old.
Definitely not.
And that's neither here nor there, in that I'm not trying to take a shot at him or his, obviously, his mother or him. But, yeah, man, people... really, for all the things that you ask people to do that they claim they don't have time to do, you turn around and realize that they have time to do this.
They actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Right.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I don't, whatever. I don't get it. It, whatever.
I mean, okay. So I'm going to
say. By the way, you can be bullied at 18 and really still have it scar you for the rest of your damn life. So why that's a thing, I have no idea.
I have no clue. So I don't even know where to start. All right, listen.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to start with the fact that people don't know how to be wrong on the internet. This is the thing. And there's a protocol, and everyone follows it when they're wrong. So I'm going to run through the protocol of things you do on the internet when you're wrong.
The 10 whack commandments?
The 10, you know what? The 10 whack commandments. Okay. The first thing you do is you require greater proof than you needed when you made your initial statement. For example, people ran with the kid being 18, right?
Right.
When Snopes and other articles returned that the kid was 9, then it was like, well, until somebody knows him personally or until Oprah puts him on. So you didn't need all that to begin with. You didn't need all that the first time around. Where are you at, son? You didn't need any of that. Now, I'm joking about my man because my man said that. He said that partially jokingly. But that is a very internet wrong thing. It's one of the 10 whack commandments, right? Now you need greater proof than you needed initially, right?
Right.
All
right.
After that, you make fun of the people who are proving you wrong. So now all of the internet is like a horrible group. Now all these people are sensitive. We are just being sensitive. No, you're wrong, actually. No, you guys are all just sensitive little, you know, P words that need to get your lives together. And why are you even back? Okay. All right, fine. So that's rule number two. After you followed up rule number two, and that's not working very well, people are still proving you wrong. What you do then is you come up with a greater situation. Well, see, if this was Malcolm X's kid, you wouldn't really care that much. But now you off for caring about this little mixed kid. Now you got to come up with a whole other thing, right? So that's whack commandment number three, right? Right. All right. Then you say, man, it's all funny games anyway. It ain't nothing we could do about it. It ain't like anybody could do anything about it. Okay, so now you're almost there. You're almost to the finish line, man. You almost made it, but you're still taking L's. You're still taking all your L's, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you just say you have better things to do anyway. Well, I got more things to worry about than this, man. It's real stuff going on in the world. And okay, listen, knock it all off. So that's the protocol when you're wrong on the internet. You have to go through those steps. Yeah. And in the end, what you could have done was just been like, dang, my bad, man. That's messed up. I was wrong about this. And kept it moving. That would have been the easiest thing to do. So those are your 5 whack commandments. And you got to follow those step by step. Make sure you get through all of them. Because that is how y'all on the internet, when you're wrong, handle these situations.
The 5 stages of being a dumbass.
And here's the thing. I ain't trying to play perfect. I've done at least 2 of these steps. When I've been caught being wrong, I've learned not to do them anymore, but I certainly have done them. But at the end of the day, man, y'all gotta stop, man. Yeah, y'all gotta stop. Just take your L on this one. It's all right. And people are saying, well, why does he need all that money? It's like, well, why do you need anything? Lawnmowers aren't even necessary. You can cut your grass with scissors. Who cares? Like, who cares what he needs? Just don't donate. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about what he needs and what he doesn't need or what he already has. People gave out of the goodness of their heart, and that's what they did. You don't have to do that. So don't worry about what money he gets or why are you always worried about everybody else's money. You know, I sound like California Republicans. Stop.
Do you know how easy it is to jump on your phone or your keyboard and just type out the, what is it, 5 words? I was being a dumbass. And you know how much better, how much more effective those 5 words would be than whatever the hell dumb stuff you decided to type out ended up being.
You're right. Or you could simply
check
just
it
type,
out.
My bad.
You could preface it. Yeah. Check my bad. I was being a dumbass or some iteration thereof.
But you know what's funny, man? There is a part 6 to all of that. I gave you 5. But 6 is... to just deny usage of the internet altogether. Man, I got to get off Facebook, man, because everybody on here be tripping. People would just be worried about our... It's like, no, dog, you were just wrong. It happens, man. It happens. You don't have to say that the whole internet is the worst place on the planet and deny your usage for your own mental health. No, just be wrong. Just be wrong, dog. That's how it works. It happens to the best of us, man. We end up wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
That was wild, yes. Yo.
Y'all anyway, dumb.
Man, yeah, for anybody who... It's tough for me, man, because... Like I said more than a few episodes ago, I ask my children permission now to put their pictures on Instagram and things of that nature.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I really do. I put my 4-year-old on less because, you know, asking her permission is going to get you a story about lollipops and things of that nature. So there's that. But
Come on, man.
But I do kind of have a little bit of an issue with it now. Not issue with other people doing it. I'm saying with myself. Like, I'm like, I just don't all the way feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you do put your child in these positions when you do that. And it's not something that I feel like the burden of the person who puts their, you know, you're proud of your child or you think your child's beautiful or you want to use your child as an example of bullying because you're so hurt by whatever response your child is having to it. I get all of that, you know? The problem is this is a messy planet. It's a group of messy people, man. You know, so just be careful when you put your kids out there, even if it's for a good message or a good cause, you know?
This is what I'll say. And I am far from anywhere close to the person who should be giving any kind of parenting advice. But if you are about to be a parent, and yes, exactly what you said, your child is beautiful, the most beautiful being that you have ever seen or have ever even imagined in your life, and you want to share that beauty with the world, when you are thinking about, if you think about whether or not you should do that, take like an hour out of your life. And you're busy because you're about to be a parent. I get it. Take a half hour out of your life and go to any comment section anywhere on the internet.
Period. Yeah.
And that's what led me to be like, you know, we should endeavor to not do that at this point.
For real.
And it's one of the luckiest things that I ever spent very little time thinking about.
But yeah, for real. No, man, because I think it's a brave thing, you know, I'll say the lower end of the word brave. It's a sort of a brave thing to use yourself for, or, you know, I guess your family members as an example of something that the world needs to fix. You know what I'm saying? Mm. There's some putting yourself out there that has to be done, because I mean, man, ain't nobody trying to hear no negativity about their child. Like, I mean, I'm sure this woman's on it. And it's not the little boy, the 9-year-old boy who kind of probably suffered from this reaction. It's probably his mother that really kind of took the heat when everybody's saying he's 18. And you know what I'm saying? And of course, you're going to get all sorts of, you know, fuck that bitch. She just trying to, you know, you gonna get on. She's like, this is actually right. My child.
And he had already taken his heat.
Yeah, he had taken his heat already. Yeah. So it's pretty tough. But oh well. Speaking of keyboard folks, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump into the shout out to my man Traumatix, who is also from Chino Hills. So he sent us a story about his own zone. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I titled this topic Keyboard Klansman.
I like that, man. I just 100% appreciation.
just straight respect for this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Certificate of accomplishment.
You know, occasionally, man, I do something I
in your direction.
I don't know how to handle this praise, man. Like this, you know what I'm saying?
I know it's hard, man. It's difficult. It's hard. Man.
It's a very
hard.
Rare thing.
It's hard to express it, so I would imagine it's equally as difficult to accept it.
Listen, man, let me move into the topic here. A Chino Hills High School student manipulated a keyboard to spell out the N-word and a racial slur against Italians. Okay. I thought that was...
Yeah.
The second one was still like... Wow.
Oddly specific.
So this high school is actually a good, you know, what would be considered a good high school. So the effort that it took to arrange this keyboard is indicative of the skill level of the students at this high school. That being said,
sure.
Fox LA reports Ayala High School is where this took place. An Ayala High School 10th grade girl sat down in front of the keyboard last week in a computer lab, started typing, and realized the keys did not match up.
Hmm.
That's how the story was introduced by Fox LA. Nice little cliffhanger there. An Ayala parent says the teenager who did this needs to be caught and reprimanded. End quote, the parent says, what are they going to do next? That's why this situation needs to be investigated and find out who actually did this. I believe this is the same parent. The father is also upset with the student, but also with the teacher, who he says saw the offensive keyboard but did not report it to school administrators. He says, the parent here says, that's not the kind of person he wants teaching his kids. There's a little bit. Why would you not report that?
No, because I didn't like dig into it, but that seemed like a little bit extra, but I don't know.
It did seem like extra, but I do kind of question why the teacher said they saw it but didn't report it to the administrators.
Oh, so they actually did admit that they saw it and then didn't say anything.
Well, this is what the parent is saying. He's saying that the student is upset, but also the teacher who he says saw the offensive keyboard but did not report it. So I guess we don't know whether that part is true or whether that's a parent overreacting or just reacting in anger. So,
well, whatever.
Yeah, we'll call that a 50-50, you know?
A push.
A push, yeah. On Snopes, that would be like yellow. Yeah, man. I love my folks, man. I three of the homies, Jay Broski, Abloon, four of the homies, actually, DJ Buddy, of course, Traumatics, and another dude that's a DJ, but he's a clown. They all went to Ayala.
They're all Italian?
They're not all Italian.
Oh, okay.
But they all did go to Ayala. I'm like, how many Italians are at Ayala? I'd like to know the metric on that. Like, why did you choose?
I stand with Italians.
I gotta get they back here. Like,
you want to know the low key racist thing? When I was reading the article, I had a feeling for what was the first slur, and then they said, and also a slur against Italians, right? Did they say Italian Americans?
No, it just said Italians.
Out of my mouth came, oh, which is not cool. I admit that's not okay for me to do that.
Listen, I was like, because I guess I'm not really up on pejoratives like that.
That's the thing. They blurred everything, right? The picture blurred everything out. I'm like, okay, I know what that is.
Right. I just was like, what's the other one?
But you're going to have to, you know, can we buy a vowel or what?
At that point, I'm like, yo, can you unblur that part of the keyboard? I just want to know exactly what this is. I mean, I could be accidentally saying it in a grocery store. It might be for example, I just found out that it's a pejorative amongst Mexicans and, well, Mexican Americans and Mexicans in general to call somebody like a coconut. I was reading that today on my timeline. I guess it means like sellout or whatever. In some somebody kicked that in.
Oh, for
me.
Like,
let me know. Yeah,
I get. Okay, so that's like banana or Oreo.
Yeah. Like, I guess, you know, brown on the outside, white on the inside or whatever.
You don't have to give up the code.
I just figured it out right now when you said banana or Oreo. I was like, oh, it just hit me right now. Like, I'm learning right now. If you're listening to this show and learning, We just learned together. Because Kev just enlightened me on that. Wait,
the
banana?
More you know. Oh, yeah.
That's a pejorative, too?
I mean, yeah.
What?
But that's like, but that's why I never heard coconut before, but I feel like that's sort of like, you know, it's in the family.
It is. It is in the family. I've never really accepted Oreo, though. I mean, I've never been called an Oreo, by the way, but I used to be like, eh. I mean, you can see the white part of the Oreo.
Ah, that's deep.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm black on both sides. I'm actually trying to suppress the white part if I'm an Oreo. Like, I'm
easier there.
Compressing.
Yasin.
Yeah, Yasin. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Is it Yasin or Yasin? Yasin, right?
I'm sure it's Yasin. But guess what I'm going to say?
His mama called him Cassius. I'm gonna call him Cassius. Okay. So I just wanted to give a super shout out to Ayala High School for that's a pretty entertaining story, man. Like y'all are in. I don't know.
This is one of the late. I had a late piece that I pulled from this is that, and I quote from the article, quote, Ayala has always encouraged a positive school climate where many cultural clubs, such as the Black Student Union, the Polynesian Club, and the like, allow students to exhibit their pride and show support for one another. Okay, first of all, there's no Italian.
Where's the social Italian club?
So, what's up, Italian people? But also, it just, I'm like, I just pictured this scenario in which this whole thing went down and then the Polynesian club went back to their clubhouse and then realized that all the tiki torches had gone missing. And knew something was afoot.
Check off. I'm sorry, excuse me. Hey, full disclosure. It would take me like a month to notice that this happened on like my work keyboard. I never looked down on my keyboard, man. Like I would be like, what the hell? When did this happen? Like I would have no idea. Somebody else would have pointed out to me.
And you said Ayala's a good school. I was like, well, they got keyboards. Shit, of course they're good.
Right? That's true. Because other schools just spray paint that joint on your desk. Or carve it out with the knife they just picked their teeth with.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Like,
oh, man. That's wild.
Yeah. Mm.
So, anyway, you learned that from your parents, whoever did that. And I know you're not listening to the show, but somebody is to tell your parent. Because, I don't know, I'm close enough to people that go to Ayala that maybe one of their parents, one of the parents of the school would actually know each other. Yeah, your parents are trash, and that's why you're like that. So, but I want to know what your beef with Italians is. Like, did you watch Do the Right Thing and just not pick a side? What? I don't understand.
Makes Sal, sense. I need more mozzarella on this motherfucker.
Oh, man. It's great to be able to make a joke out of stuff like that. Anyway.
Why are there no brothers on the wall, Sal?
Hey, Babe Ruth was on the wall in that movie, right? Because if so, technically there was one, or at least a half of one. All right. Or a quarter of one. Anyway.
Mm.
All right. Kev titled this next topic, Secure the Bag, which is super accurate.
Oh, man. This is great. Boy.
Oh, man.
This is my favorite thing in a long time on this show.
This is really crazy. I was going to add a Disney alternate title, Toad's Wild Ride. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Anyway.
Oh, man.
A Massachusetts woman became an unexpected getaway driver after a man she met on a dating app robbed a bank on their first date. Good Lord.
That says it all.
This is so funny, but not funny. CNN reports this. The name of the robber, because he's not alleged anymore, he's been charged, is Christopher Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and read from the article real quick. It all started, the woman told the police, when she picked up Castillo from his parents' house. I did this on purpose. From his parents' home in Rhode Island.
Right.
And drove him 30 minutes east in, you know, a northern part of, more northern part of Massachusetts. Or, I'm sorry, northern Attleboro, Massachusetts. Anyway, my bad. She said he drank wine in the passenger seat of her Nissan Maxima, which is also illegal, but he wasn't charged for that one. He got out of the car and left her there alone for a few minutes. Then suddenly, he came running back, sweating with sunglasses and a hat, a gun, and $1,000 cash in hand, the woman said.
Whoa.
Got in the car and said, let me clear this throat. Fucking go, he told her. She panicked, in quotes, she told the police. So she did what she was told. Castillo walked into the Bristol. So this is what happened while she was waiting for him. Just a little backstory. This is sort of like this is the Rogue One of this story. Like, you know, what happened in between. Castillo walked into the Bristol County Savings Bank branch in North Attleboro and showed a bank teller a gun. He demanded $1,000 and said he needed it badly. He said he was really hurting. End quote, end article.
He's trying to secure the hot bag. So wait, he asked specifically for $1,000?
Yes. He demanded $1,000 and said he needed.
Because that's what I was wondering. I was like, really? You don't have North Attleboro, you know, collective assets are not greater than $1,000?
Well, at least you know they're securely FDIC insured if that was the case. Like, all right, well, money's not going nowhere. You good. I'll get that back to you next paycheck, fam.
There's no FDIC. They're insured by Larry down the block.
From a gang FDIC.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Where do we start? All right. First of all, I girl, let me walk you through some dating do's and don'ts. Now,
yes, let's do that.
I don't want to disparage anybody who still lives with their parents. However, because, you know, look, this is the thing. I told my children a long time. I told my 12-year-old that, hey, look, we're in a different era now. You can live here as long as you need to live here. You know, it is what it is. I'd rather you save up and buy a house. However,
right.
To all the women out there that listen to this, if a man lives with his parents, you got to do a job check. You got to do a job check, right? If the dude's like an investment banker or just works a good job, period. If he drives for UPS or whatever, he's probably doing the smart thing. He's probably saying, yo, it makes more sense for me to live here and stack my loot than it does for me to just move out just for the sake of moving out and being out and paying somebody else's mortgage or paying somebody else's note by paying them rent, right?
One would hope.
One would hope. However, if the man does not have a job at all, then you got to start asking some legitimate questions. Just a few legitimate questions. So there's your, you know, one to grow on to start off with. If you so happen to pick that man up real quick, Kev.
Yeah. I think we're on the same page.
All right. If you so happen to pick this man up, which first date, ladies? I don't know about picking a man up on the first date. I'm old fashioned, right? He should pick you up, but whatever. If you so happen to pick up this jobless man from his parents' house on the first date, and he begins to drink wine in your passenger seat while you're driving. I think a U-turn is in order, ladies. I think it's perfectly fine to make a U-turn and say, you know, I actually have my cousin Carol, her baby showers today, and I completely forgot about it. I got to rush over and get a gift from wherever. I'm going to swing you back. We'll do this another time. You know, those are, you don't need any more signs than that. You know what I'm saying? You don't need any more signs.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. We are firmly on the same page with those things. Like, my theory is that it should have ended approximately at please pick me up at my parents' house. He probably didn't say please. But granted, yes, please. It's a new day and age. Maybe that's, you know. But yeah, he jumped in the car and just commenced to drinking. That just seems like an unnecessary display of dominance of some sort.
Immediate dominance. And you know, a lot of ladies like that. A lot of women think that that's, you know.
Do they, though? Do they? Really?
I don't think so. I'm trying to figure this whole thing out. She went unnamed. So the one thing she did know is that he had a cell phone. They met on a dating app. But actually, she didn't know that. She could have borrowed somebody's phone or used his mom's phone, for that matter. Maybe that's why he needed the $1,000.
He's on that friends and family plan.
There it is. There it is. Fresh off of writing his name on the milk in the refrigerator, he hops into the car. Actually, probably writing his name on the wine box. Side note. He gets in the car and starts drinking wine.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought wine into the car. At what size? What size was the bottle of wine? What did he?
We are so. I can't tell you how much we are in sync right now. I feel like Justin Timberlake right now because we are. Because the first thing I thought was like, was it a box of wine or was it a flask? How classy is this dude's game? Did he offer to share? Did he bring her a clean glass?
Did he bring her
a paper cup?
Or a paper cup. You're right. Or was he super ill and brought a red plastic cup? Because that would have been a solo cup.
It would have shown
step up a little bit.
These are my concerns.
He pulls to the bank and says, yo, I got to go get some cash. So he didn't lie.
Right.
He did not lie. Nope.
He didn't. At this point, he has not lied yet, as far as we know.
Not at all. He's been himself since he got in that car.
Right. Yeah.
So, ladies, that's rule number three.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
You ask for honesty. I don't know if you wanted this much honesty. You, ladies... Just as a general rule, I'm a man, so I'm gonna tell you exacts real quick. You don't want that man to be that honest. Trust me.
Wait, why are you drinking wine? I like the way it tastes.
Right? Because the honest answer is I am trying to mentally prepare myself for the decision I'm about to make where I'm going to this bank and rob it and get back into your car. I mean,
you know. The whole thing that struck me is that this dude, what if he's completely honorable? What? He's living at his parents' house, so maybe he's not, you know, at a point in his life that he aspires to be at financially.
Right. That's fair.
And then he hears... Right before she picks him up, which she's, God bless her, she's willing to do, he hears that Red Lobster is about to stop giving away unlimited cheddar biscuits.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, okay, well, you know, now I got to hit a lick.
We got to go to Olive
Garden now. There's no way this is happening.
Right. He's like, I got to pay for these extra biscuits now. I can't do this. You know what I'm saying? See, he didn't fact check like all of y'all with the 18-year-old. Because if you fact check that Red Lobster article, you find out that it was only for takeout orders.
He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna have to take her to Costco to get hot dogs and pizza,
right?"
And then find out, oh, that's not an option.
No,
either.
His membership was canceled. He said, though, all of this might be true because he told the teller, "I'm really hurting."
I'm really hurting.
Which I would assume a lot of people are if they rob a bank specifically for $1,000.
You know what made me laugh is that, so this started in, Did this start in Massachusetts or was the bank in Massachusetts?
Started in Massachusetts. No, it started in Rhode Island.
And then they started in Rhode Island and they went to Massachusetts.
Correct.
Guess what's on the way from Rhode Island, their location, Rhode Island, to the bank in Massachusetts?
What's that?
Pawtucket Brewery. That's the only thing that would have made it more gangster is if he made her stop off.
Right. But then how was he going to get anything?
Well, you know. I don't know. Peter Griffin? I don't know. By the way, why is this not interstate kidnapping of some sort?
That is a very, very good question. There had to be some leniency, though, because they didn't charge him for driving for having an open container of alcohol.
He's like, I wasn't driving.
Right. Oh, my God. A lot of dating do's and don'ts here, though, for you know, for any women that listen to this show. You know what I'm saying?
The most basic of dating do's and don'ts.
If you're doing this, you're already in the wrong. But, you know, just be mindful. Here at Rap Sucks Radio, we care.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. All right, we're gonna continue on.
Nobody got hurt. No, that's the good news.
Yeah, she got the scare of her life. You know, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. But, yeah. And you know, I commend him. Only $1,000. Like, I think that shows he has some restraint. She might want to, you know, she might want to just ask a few questions about what happens for him in the future. Maybe revisit this after he's learned his lesson.
Yeah, I don't know. Was he just so stupid that he Dr. Evil'd it? He was like, $1,000.
Or did he read some like Facebook law professor for Massachusetts that said if you only steal $1,000, then you don't get a full sentence or something like that? Oh man. Well, he's in jail now, so there's that. But he'll serve a sentence that'll give him time to recognize how silly that was, and maybe he can call her back and say, hey, I got my own place. It's $1,000 a month. I don't need to steal anything. Well, not, yeah. You know, not.
He can actually write her right now and say, hey, I got my own place.
It's not my mom's house. It's not my mom's house. All right. Dude, this story is so stupid.
This is really stupid.
All right, check this out. We didn't even have a title. You did. But the title gives away the punchline, so I'll give it up.
So don't give it up. Yeah.
Woman sues company after she won a Toyota. Okay, like a Toyota car. That turned out to be a toy Yoda.
Bum, bum.
Which aptly, which was named by Kev, the topic's name, Toy Yoda. The source is Mashable. The woman involved is Jody Berry, and Hooters is where this all went down. 26-year-old Jody Berry worked at a popular restaurant in the U.S., Hooters. In order to drum up some competition between the staff, managers decided to start a competition to see who could sell the most beer in a month. The winner to receive a new Toyota. Jody won the competition, outselling her coworkers at Hooters.
Congrats. Yep.
Everybody just paused to think. How did she win that? Okay, anyway. To claim her prize, Jody, with two E's, was blindfolded and led to the restaurant's parking lot. But when the blindfold was removed, Jody was devastated to find out that the prize was in fact not a Toyota automobile, but rather a toy Yoda, a Star Wars doll. Jody is very unappreciative. A lot of great things have happened in Star Wars this year and recently, Jody. Your lack of appreciation is noted.
And this is one of them.
This is absolutely
one of them.
One of the best things that's happened. Anyway, Jody immediately quit her job and decided to sue her former employees for fraudulent misrepresentation. Jody knows the law. Good job, Jody.
You go, Jody.
She won the suit and it was settled for an undisclosed amount of money. However, one of the lawyers in the case said that the amount could easily have her head to the dealership and pick out whatever type of Toyota she wants. So, Good news.
She won.
Did she keep the Toyota, though?
More or less. Well, no. I think that's lawyer posturing. First of all, I've never met a lawyer who knows how much a Toyota costs. So let's, you know, let's sort of set that benchmark.
Oh, my God.
But the picture that accompanied the article of her, they captured this picture. And it, to me, this is like one of those things where you get sent out on a photo assignment and you know it's just nonsense. But you capture an iconic photograph.
Right, right.
Which is this lady sitting next to the packaged Toyota. Toyota on a table. It's such a great photo. And then I'm starting to wonder, I'm like, is that even a non-bootleg Yoda doll?
It looks so bootleg.
It looks so bootleg. There's a lightsaber in the package that's the same height as the Yoda.
The lack of attention to detail is astounding.
These cheap-ass Hooters management motherfuckers just... I'm like, wow. She had a right to be upset.
She definitely did. I agree. I don't know about... I mean, this is a very litigious country, so I don't know about suing for this, but
hey, man, yeah. It worked.
No,
because this... It led me down a rabbit hole of, like, lawsuits over stuff like this. Like, and it seems like a lot of it happens on April Fool's Day, where radio stations offer... Like, there was a radio station that offered $100,000 for guessing the right whatever... And then the prize, though, was $100,000 candy bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, was it really worth it?
No, not at all.
At the end of the day. And she sold beer. My thing was like, the way she looked in that picture, I was like, oh, she went behind the restaurant and just drank all that beer. She's like, I am going to win this car. I will not drive it home, but I am going to win this car.
Hey, dude. Fam, that is so ridiculous. Oh, my God, yo. Oh, man. Jody with two E's. You did it, though. I'm happy for you. Hooters has two O's.
The best Jodies are Jodies with two E's.
That's true. Wait, Jody Watley?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, don't go fact-checking me.
I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. I can't just be out here agreeing with things. There's the obvious.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah. Well, you know. This whole show is about great fact-checking, so good job, guys. The way to bully a 9-year-old twice. Thanks, adults. You did it. You know what I'm saying? You accomplished something.
Yay!
Anyway, yo, you guys have been rocking with Rap Sucks Radio, man. The time flew by on this one, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yo,
man. We drop a new episode every Tuesday. You can hit up Rap Sucks Radio and catch all of the past episodes. We are officially on episode 47 as of today. And we hope y'all have a great rest of your week, man. Holla at y'all. On count of three, we say peace. One, two, three.
Peace. You are such a jerk.
No, man. I didn't. I just let you do it so that you couldn't complain. That's the key. That was what I did that for. For your fans.
You don't care about me complaining. For the fans that
might have called during the episode. That's for them.
So many shots.
All right, y'all. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.